Okay, welcome to Summer Vinyl. My name is John A. Tate, and this is the official start. I jumped in a bit early, so I've been playing some Vander & Young stuff, some easy beats, just to warm you up to what I'm about to present to you, which is my Harry Vander special. But first, let me acknowledge the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, on whose land this studio sits. And pay respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Next announcement is if you're expecting imitating a nightingale and Anna Lee, well, she's gone on a summer break, gone on holidays. She didn't have time to do a little announcement. So this is it. This is me announcing that imitating a nightingale with Anna Lee is on holidays. She'll be back on January the 25th. In the meantime, you've got me doing Summer Vinyl.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs, the jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine.
Oh, summer wine. Vinyl.
Strawberries.
Yeah, Summer Vinyl, that's supposed to be the intro, so I thought I'd better do it. You know, you think you've got a great singing voice until you actually hear yourself back. And you realise, no, it's terrible. But anyway, that's a bit a bit of fun. What I've got planned for today is, as I said, a Harry Vander special. Harry Vander was the tall Dutchman playing lead guitar for the Easy Beats. He and his writing partner, George Young, have really played the soundtrack for Australian music for a long time. After the Easy Beats, they did their own stuff for a while. Then they came back to Australia and produced and wrote for many, many, many artists, including Stevie Wright, who we heard a little bit of from a moment ago, if you tuned in early. But what got me started on this was I read in the paper that Harry Vander, he's the last surviving Easy Beat. The others have all sadly passed away in recent years. But Harry's still going strong. And in fact, He has a studio in Sydney, called Flashpoint. His son, Daniel Vandenberg, runs that studio and is a producer and a musician in his own right. And I think Harry got a bit, in his retirement, got a bit cheesed off with world events and some of the crazy things that are going on in our world right at the moment. So what do you do if you're a songwriter, musician, producer? You write a song. So that's what he did. In his, he must be in his 80s, I think. So he wrote a song. He and his son recorded it with a lot of help from Mark McEntee, who you'd know from the Divinals. And I ordered the vinyl version, because I love vinyl, several months ago. It's taken ages to arrive. Anyway, during the week it arrived. I thought, that's fortuitous. Let's do a Harry Vander special. So this is the song. It's a brand new song by Harry Vander and Mark McEntee. And they it's just been released. It's called Devil Loose. And this is
you You're listening to 3CR
Community Radio.
855 AM.
Yes, indeed, and that was maybe the first time the new single by Harry Vander, Devil Loose, has been played on Melbourne radio. Could be, I don't know. It's the first time I've played it, because I just got it. My name's John A. Tate, and this is Summer Vinyl, and we're doing a Harry Vander special. Harry was actually born Johannes Hendrikus Jacob Vandenberg. He grew up as an only child in The Hague, in the Netherlands. His father, Hans, was an engineer for the Holland-American Line and was often at sea for long periods. Harry's Swedish cousin, Agnetha Fältskog, was also destined for stardom with ABBA. Bet you didn't know that. When Harry was 6 years old, his parents bought him a Spanish guitar. At 8, he started lessons with a music teacher who would come around to their flat, but didn't last long because the teacher complained, you know, "I'm not going to continue, I'm shocked. This little know-it-all is trying to teach me." He was a natural at the guitar. For a few years, Harry redirected his energies into soccer and other sports until at 13 he rediscovered the guitar. He joined a local band as a teenager, and the band was called the Starfighters. He was their lead guitarist. His idol was Hank Marvin from The Shadows. And the Starfighters were a sort of a Shadows type band in the Netherlands. And they were pretty big there, apparently. Pretty big. You can imagine Harry was pretty disappointed when his parents decided to take advantage of the Australian government's assisted passage scheme. They were very keen to get white Europeans out to this country. So the Dutch filled that requirement quite well. So for the equivalent of £10, I don't know what that is in guilders, Harry's parents and Harry, only child, came to Australia. They landed at in Sydney by plane and were put up at Bonegilla Hostel for the time being. I think Harry's parents actually stayed there for the whole 2 years. You had to stay for 2 years if you came to Australia under that plan. They didn't like it and they went back. But by this stage, Harry was a star with the Easy Beats and he stayed on. As I said, his hero was Hank Marvin of The Shadows. Could you imagine the thrill when later in the 60s, The Shadows performed a cover of one of his songs? Let's hear it. We'll be right back. was, of course, the big international hit, Friday My Mind, but not the easy beats. That was the Shadows instrumental version of it. A little bit kooky, but very much in the Shadows style. And what a thrill to have your heroes record a version of your song. The problem for the Easy Beats, though, was they had a great deal of trouble following up that big international hit. There were other good songs on that first album that they made in England, but they kept choosing the wrong one. They should have chosen this one, a song called Pretty Girl, but they didn't because the lead vocal was by Harry Vander, not Stevie Wright. Harry had a very good singing voice. It could hit the high notes, but because of his Dutch accent, and it took him a long time to actually get his English up to scratch anyway, they tended to just favour Stevie Wright vocals. But this is a great song. Lead vocal Harry Vander. Should it have been the single to follow up Friday My Mind? I think it should have been.
Pretty girl walks up and down the street. Pretty girl, kind of girl I'd like to meet. She don't even know my name. Shame, but it wouldn't be right just to walk up to her, and I wouldn't feel right just to stand back while her. Pretty girl walks up and down the street. Pretty girl, kind of girl I'd like to meet. She don't even know my name. Shame.
Me, that says hit all over. But they didn't choose that one. They chose another song on the album which was nowhere near as good, and the momentum was lost, and the Easy Beats were in a bit of trouble from then on. Wasn't the first lead vocal Harry Vander did for the Easy Beats, though. Way back on the first album, which was called Easy, he actually wrote a couple of tracks. Young and Wright wrote most of the songs, most of those hits on those early ones, early Australian albums. But, you know, Harry Vander wrote this song. It's called I Wonder.
I wonder.
good song, wasn't it, for a first effort? I Wonder. It was off the Easy Beats first album. In England, there was a band going around called Dire Straits. And there's been a bit of a rumour that circulates. You may have heard it. People say that Mark Knopfler wrote Dire Straits about Harry Vanda and George Young. So I was lucky enough to interview Harry Vanda a few times. And I posed this to him. He said, yes, he's heard that rumour. It's not true, of course. Mark Knopfler may have been aware of George and Harry in London when he wrote that song, but it was clearly a song about a jazz band in London, probably not a very good jazz band, playing swing in a pub on a rainy day. And Mark Knopfler happened to go into that pub for a bit of shelter from the rain, I think, and he heard this band and he came up with this, iconic song. See if you can hear the clues regarding why people think it's about Al, Harry and George.
Says at last, just as the time bell rings, time to go home. Minnie makes it fast.
One more thing.
We are the Sultan.
We are the Sultans of Swing.
This is Summer Vinyl. My name's John A. Tate, and that indeed was coming off a 45 single, Dire Straits, not about George Young and Harry Vander, the guitar George, some other George in London, and the Harry that doesn't mind, well, he's some other Harry in London, not our boys, but a good excuse to play the song anyway.
Help us stay radical. Become a regular donor to 3CR. A regular donor is someone who loves 3CR so much that they set up an automatic donation to 3CR on the same day every month. 3CR is determined to stay independent. This means we don't rely on corporate sponsorship or government funding. We serve our community, not corporate interests. But this also means we do rely on people like you to keep the station running. From paying the bills to maintaining our studios to training the next generation of community broadcasters, 3CR relies on community donations to survive. By becoming a regular donor, you can help us stay resilient and radical. Will you help 3CR by becoming a regular donor today? Together, we can keep independent voices on air. Go to 3cr.org.au.
You're listening to 3CR, an apartheid-free zone. 3CR's Committee of Management has passed a declaration formalising our commitment to a free Palestine. As an apartheid-free zone, we're committed to boycotting Israel's regime of oppression. We stand firmly against apartheid in Palestine and encourage other organisations to join us in this struggle. Visit our website to read the full declaration and learn more about our commitment to justice and liberation for Palestine and the apartheid-free zone movement.
Have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
Towards the end of the life of the Easy Beats, Harry Vander and George Young were writing lots of songs. They passed many of them on to other bands and artists to perform. They were probably felt they had more chance of making a buck from selling their songs to other people than because the Easy Beats weren't really getting much airplay at that stage, even here in Australia. But they wrote some great songs. Their last big hit was a single called St. Louis. it did quite well in America, as a matter of fact, but the band had already broken up, so there was no chance to tour and promote that single. The B-side of that single is one of my favourite Easy Beat songs. Features Harry Vander on vocals because, well, they weren't really using Stevie much at that stage in making all their demos. Harry just sang them. Stevie was otherwise occupied, if you know what I mean. But so I just want to play you this one because you may not have heard before. It's a great bluesy song that they wrote, B-side of the St. Louis single. And it was called Woman, You're On My Mind.
There's a woman that's on my mind. Woman, you're on my mind. Woman, you're on my mind. Woman, you're on my mind. Well, I need a real life woman, be a jump at the long dog. As long as she knows that with me anything goes. Again,
It's got all the hallmarks of a great Vandran Young song, that one. Starts off simply and they add layer upon layer upon layer. And even as it's playing out, you get a new instrument come in, the saxophone. They would have played every instrument on that, by the way. By this stage of their career, they were just in a studio recording stuff. The rest of the band members were doing other things, and they just got on with the job. I did make one mistake, though. That was a George Young lead vocal. You can hear Harry in the background, and as I said, they're playing every instrument themselves and just layering it layer upon layer. And they're out of the 2.5 minute restrictions that radio would put on them in those days. And they just get a good groove going and they go with it and play it out to its logical conclusion. That was Woman, You're On My Mind, a B-side of the St. Louis single. You'll find it on the Friends album. They actually did put it on an album, which was mostly demos that were just thrown together. But that was a properly recorded one. All right, so the Easy Beats came to an end. Vandran Young kept on writing songs, kept on making demos in their studio in London. And they tried to put out singles. They had a fairly big debt to pay off, I believe, from the Easy Beats time. So they were working really hard to write songs, get them picked up by other artists, or maybe even one of their own songs could be a hit for themselves. But they weren't going to use the Easy Beats name, so they kept making up different names. I'll play a couple of those now. This is sort of after the Easy Beats, but before they came back to Australia. So one of those singles, it does have a Harry Vander lead vocal, and they called him Eddie Ivana. They gave him a name, Eddie Ivana. And the song's called Children. It was written by themselves, of course, with lyrics supplied to them by the actor, David Hemmings. I think you would know him from Barbarella and other things. I think he even provided the narration on the Rick Wakeman album, Journey to the Centre of the Earth. Anyway, he was a mate of theirs in England, and he said, hey, I've got some lyrics, and this was one of the songs. They recorded it. It's called Children, Harry Vander lead vocal. See what you think. This is a 45 single.
Picking up their funny games and playing with their toys. Plasticine and tambourines and dollies' houses too. Little soldiers never die, they're brave and bold and true. Why do children have to grow up? Is there children have to wake up from the dreams of childhood? Tell me why they should. But always there is someone who will say to treasure every minute, every day, for soon they'll slip away on a slide, horsey ride, or swinging on a swing. Never done with having fun in every little thing. Hiding places, dirty faces, tears with big sad eyes. Just a look, or is it that they appear so wise? Why do children have to grow up? Why do children have to wake up?
Soppy, eh? But it's the sort of thing that, you know, could have been a hit. You just need a bit of luck, I suppose. Another song that probably should have been a hit was this one. I'll tell you more about it when we're done. It's called Sha Sha. Looking for Sha Sha. If you're looking for deep meanings in that, they're not there. I asked Harry when I interviewed him, you know, what does that mean, looking for Sha Sha? He said, oh, it meant nothing. It just sounded good. But once again, it's that Vandenjang blueprint. Get a groove going, keep it on going, and keep adding layers as you go. I reckon that was probably a George Young lead vocal. They call themselves Grapefruit because George's older brother, Alex Young, who went by the name George Alexander, he had a band in London called Grapefruit. And it was consisted of it was put together by Apple, actually. Apple, not Apple Computers, but the Beatles' Apple label. So Alex Young was the only one of the Young clan who didn't come to Australia because he was busy with this band that was quite successful in England and Europe. So he didn't come. He stayed over there. And of course, when his younger brother came over, George, they caught up and tried to resurrect the band Grapefruit. It was just them and a few of their mates. But I love that single, Sha Sha. So what they were doing was a Vandenjang song would be on one side and a George Alexander song would be on the other side. And that one was called Universal Party. Great song, but I'm not going to play it today because it's Alex Young, who we're not talking about. So there we have it. Now, I said I'm going to keep them coming. I've got lots of vinyl to play. These are all singles, 45 singles. Another one they tried was Haffey's Whiskey Sour. They got, as I said, they were desperate for money. These singles weren't taken off. I don't know why. They should have. But they got a bit of a sponsorship from a whiskey company. And this whiskey company had a new brew coming out called Haffey's Whiskey Sour. So, I don't know, they paid Harry and George to take on that name and release their next single under the name Haffey's Whiskey Sour. Once again, it wasn't a hit, but it's a great bluesy song called Shot in the Head. I think this is a Harry Vander vocal. Yes, it is.
That's what I be. Hey, hey, hey. I don't care nothing but the clothes on my back. Hey, hey, hey. I do my sleeping in an old brown sack. Hey, hey, hey. Don't have class. Hey, hey, hey.
That's Heavy's Whiskey Sour, also known as Vander & Young, with one of their songs. We're in the middle of a Harry Vander special. I'm focusing on him mostly because he's the last surviving Easy Beat, and at a ripe old age, he's released a new single, which I played at the top of the hour, called Devil Loose. And it was his response to some of the mad things going on in the world at the moment. Wars and crazy presidents doing crazy things, and it just doesn't make sense. And he said, you know, the line is, you know, it's as if someone let the devil loose. It's just gone mad. So that was his response to write a song. Good on you, Harry. I love it. It's a great song. So that's that. So I'm working my way kind of in an odd sort of an order through the career of Harry Vander, from his beginnings there in Holland and right through this Australian period. They were Ted Albert from Albert's Productions, Albert's record company, lured them back to Australia. He said, look, come back here. I want to start a studio. I want to make lots of records. I need you guys to be songwriters and producers for it. I'll loan you the money to buy a house in Sydney. Bring your families back and do it all here in Australia. So it was an offer that was really too good to resist. So they came back to Australia. You know, the rest, it's all about John Paul Young and Stevie Wright and had Mark Williams and many other people they produced. The Angels, they had a bit to do with. Rose Tattoo, they had a bit to do with. So, and of course, AC/DC. I've got a bit of a sad one. Perhaps I'll do this one first and we can finish off on something a bit happier. This is an album made very late in the piece with John Paul Young. It's actually Harry's album. He wrote all the songs. George had gone by this stage back to Europe. He was living in sort of Portugal and England. So Harry wrote all these songs, most of them by himself. George contributed a few from a long distance away. And talking to some of the people who played on that album, John Paul Young and Warren Morgan, they felt, you know, this song in particular, they felt was probably about Harry's first wife, who tragically took her own life right at the beginning of when the Easy Beats were taking off. So I'll play it because you've probably never heard it. It's a lovely song written by Harry Vander, and we think it's probably about that very sad situation. It's called When I Remember You, sung by John Paul Young.
A fading photograph, a smile on the glow, will always lead me back, but you'll never know. And memories of two hearts so true will always bring sadness to when I had to go, I don't know.
I never understood. No, I never could, like waking from a dream. That was all just a scare. I reach for your hand, you're not there.
You've been listening to Summer Vinyl. That was by Harry Vander Special. I'm about to hand over to Let the Bands Play, or Let This Marcus Hook Roll Band.